how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at...
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
It's Thursday, July 23rd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Amazon enhances its voice assistant with all new features. And what is the state of remote work and how can it be a competitive advantage? This is the Business of Tech. Amazon has announced a number of improvements to Alexa. No new hardware, but a number of enhancements. Here's some highlights. Alexa usage has quadrupled over the last 2 years. Alexa Conversations, now in beta, allows for follow-ups and more give-and-take style conversations. More multimodal interactions are coming, using Alexa as an audio, visual, and tactile tool. Alexa for Apps, which is the ability to launch Android and iOS apps using voice commands. And the chipset and back-end support by Amazon for developers is down to $4, designed to make it easier to deploy products. While I'm on voice, Pandora is expanding its voice control feature with the beta launch of voice-activated ads. Why do we care? I remain pretty bullish on voice. The hardware investment is now quite low, and the idea has never been to make every device have a microphone, but instead interact with the ecosystem. The price drop is substantial. It was $7 before. Amazon is being creative with their solution to device interaction. Because they can't put the assistant on people's phones, they're allowing the rest of the ecosystem to then interact with the phone. It's clever. We'll see if it's adopted. Making the voice assistant leverage multiple modes as well gives options for developers. Now it's about use cases and implementation. I'm certainly interested in this space. I think there's an opportunity for builders, but more importantly, for those as implementers. A new DICE report, The State of Remote Work, updates the views of working remotely. Over 50% of organizations reported that 81% or more of their employees are working remotely during COVID-19. According to the report, more than half of respondents say working from home is easier, more relaxed, and more productive. And 49% cite avoiding office politics as a benefit. And 72% are happy with how their employer has handled the crisis. Why do we care? For me, this data is really lacking the context of childcare. In the show notes, I include a link to a Vox article about this. More stories than data. The real crisis is not in just moving people home, but in making sure it's not ignoring the reality of the situation. Focus is the key for making telework successful, and this report doesn't give insight into that. I suspect it's masking a lot of problems. A note, only about half saying working from home is easier, leaving the other, slightly less than half, saying it isn't. I continue to focus here for two reasons. First, I think this is a competitive differentiator right now. More than technology companies giving away free meals or new laptops, those that work with their teams and understand and manage the work-from-home situation will be incredibly successful and pull ahead from those that do not. Second, the larger question about the economy is driven not only by are these places able to reopen, but do we have solutions to this problem? That's why I focus on the first reason, because it creates opportunity within the larger economy. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSPradio in our Give What You Want model. Patreons get access to videos and editorials early. They get the ability to vote on what topics we're going to be covering and discussing, and they get to interact with one another and discuss the issues of the day. Find it at patreon.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. Happy opening day for baseball, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries.
Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.